Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
Hey, I'm here. I am your host, and I'm delighted to be here today. You're listening to Waking Up in America / Vital Issues. I like to put together dialogues on what I think is important today, and I'm really delighted to have, as my guest here, Helene Rothschild, author of All You Need Is Heart, and David Reisig. Gosh darn it, David, you do everything. I've created David as my listener, my verbal listener. A lot of people would like to join in and talk on Waking Up in America, and we'd love to have you write us at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And right now, I've appointed David as our official listener to represent everybody else. But if you want to get a question to either of these guys or to myself, just simply write val@wakingupinamerica.com. And if it fits or we've got the time, we'll put your question right on the air here today, which is exciting. Now, our guests come from all fields, actually, from the very spiritual to Patricia Cotter Robles to the Olympic champion Mark Spitz to chemists. We've had Carol Channing on the show. I just love her. J.J. Virgin, an internationally known nutritionist. And basically what all the people on Waking Up in America have in common is that they're about personal accomplishment, community accomplishment, and the level of accomplishment is at excellence. Now, elegantly understated Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio, which will change the world. You're part of that. As you spread the conversation, invite people to listen to Waking Up in America, the things said here not only change the external world, every week my internal world gets touched as well. So join us in making that true. And if each one of us takes it on to make this world a greener, more spiritual place, happily, financially, as we treat each other, as just turning the planet green, you're going to watch all this chaos and nastiness that's in the world start to diminish, because each one of us will stand for life and something powerful. And I'm going to get dramatic here for a minute, and I'm going to say that we can throw off the shackles that we have taken on here. And one of the shackles that we've taken on, I told Helene and David before the show began, we have a question on the show today. Are you an angel? And I said, yes. Personally, I think we're all angels. And in my interpretation of what an angel is, it's like, what are you willing to take on and be a stand for? And as an angel here, I am willing to take on and be a stand for people throwing off the shackles and the conversation of credit bureaus and credit cards and all of that other stuff. I made a lot of money in real estate in 2006. In 2007, my world turned upside down, and from making $200,000 in a week, the week before last, I made $12. So, doesn't quite pay the bills that I accumulated in 2006, right? So I've been learning the simple and wonderful art of negotiation, of talking to my creditors, of not talking to my creditors, of finding out what is actually legal, and I found out none of it's legal. Okay, by what I say when none of it is legal, I'm going to mention to you that the big threat that creditors and credit cards have with you is that they're going to ruin your credit rating. This is something they made up themselves. There are different people that will throw around words like Illuminati, New World Order. Basically, these are people that are usually bankers that own the debt of the United States, and they found a very clever way of extracting money from citizens of all planets. We're not talking about just the United States here. I said planets. I actually meant countries. So people all over the world are getting their money extracted from them through the use of credit cards and interest and all those things that are going on here. Now, what gets interesting is the big threat they have get you is that they're going to mess up your credit, or you're going to have 7 years mark against you or whatever. None of that is legal. I'm going to say this very softly because I want you to hear it. For a credit bureau to put a mark after your name, whether it's Val or David or Sue or Sam or whatever, they actually have to have the original paperwork with your signature on it. They do not have that. So they've made up this incredible thing called the credit bureau, okay? And this is to keep you in line and keep you terrified and keep you manipulated, and they give you scores, and they run them up and down, kind of like red and orange alerts and things of that nature, so that you're kept in line. So I'm saying, I'm the angel of throwing off your shackles today. And I am, just most recently today, talked to a man named Mr. Mannheim. I'd actually call him Mr. Manhandler of American Express. And Mr. Mannheim was a guy that believes in killing and removing any dead excess baggage, and I'm excess baggage to him. So he threatened me quite strongly today and told me that I had to call him up today or I would be canceled and ruined. And I'm to call him at 1-800-952-6940, extension 2253. And Mr. Mannheim, I think they allow us to say this on the air. My experience of you, sir, is that you're an ass. And I believe that you're an ass because you're probably under a lot of pressure and tension to do your job, and you think that brutalizing people is the way to get your money. I'm going to be talking to Mr. Robbins, Mr. Mannheim's supervisor, because I really don't believe that Mr. Mannheim represents American Express. I actually have a long-time relationship with that company. And when I tell somebody that I'd like to work out something and they tell me that if I don't pay them this instant, I will be terminated, I think that's pretty nasty stuff. Now, I don't know how many of others of you have been in the particular situation where I am. I believe there's actually quite a few of us now. So I want you to realize that what we're being put through and what's going on for many of you who are listening to this program is actually illegal, and that there are actually companies that actually can do something about this, and the credit card companies do not want you to know this, nor do the mortgage people. And the reality of the situation is that people have been, this process, this New World Order and this banking agreement started in our country in 1913, formally as the Federal Reserve. It was going on, it probably, they say, might even be the reason that Lincoln was assassinated and most likely the reason that Kennedy was assassinated, because they actually tried to do stuff. Now, I don't know that that's true. It could be conspiracy theory. I do know a lot of facts. I know about what I've gone through for the last year. So I'm, as I said, the angel of, please call me if you want to know more about this, at toll-free 866-RADIO-99. Once again, that's toll-free 866-RADIO-99. Or what you want to do is check out our website at wakingupinamerica.com. You can email me at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And Helene Rothschild, I just love having you here, you magical woman. She's the author of an amazing book. Colleen, do you want to tell us about it?
Yes, it's called All You Need Is Heart, and heart is spelled H-A-R-T. It stands for Holistic and Rapid Transformation. It helps you create love, joy, and abundance in your life. It sounds like you and everyone else, including myself, want that.
Yeah, I say it's coming, don't you? You know, you wanted me to say something about the experience that we had, because I wanted to say something about it. Helene, you worked with me, what was it, about a week and a half ago?
Yes.
She worked with me with this heart process about a week and a half ago, and she did some stuff with me, and I don't believe I ever would do what I am doing right now. First of all, I would have been too embarrassed for you as a radio audience to know that I was upset about any of this stuff, or that I didn't, quote, totally have my act together, or that I wasn't rich or something like that. I get letters from listeners who think I've got all this money I should give them. It's very sweet. I wish I had it to give to them. But the point is, Helene's process. Helene, were you cutting ties from past lives, or what exactly were you doing?
Past and present. See, the whole basis of the therapy I've been doing 30 years is that we make decisions on our experiences. That's the real key. We make decisions on our experiences. So whether it was past life or present life, it doesn't matter. For example, in past lives, many of us were alternative healers and intuitives, and 9 million of us were burned at the stake as witches, quote-unquote. So those memories are still in our cell memory. So we make the decision that, oh, my God, if I'm intuitive or spiritual, I do God's work, I do anything alternative, I don't walk in the total mainstream, I'll be burned at the stake again. It's in ourselves. And so what I did was help you release that belief and then take in the belief that you are safe now.
You know, that's probably what allows me to express my upset. I was remembering a time in history. I'm a history major, Helene. And what you said really struck a nerve to me. I don't think if for those of people that appreciate and understand past lives, six generations of children watched their parents being burned at the stake, okay? In one province in France, I don't know if you know this, Helene, or not, 98% of the people were killed as witches. 2% of the town was left by the time they were done. And here's one of the interesting things, kind of like what's happening now. It was a fundraiser for the Spanish Inquisition, okay? So the Inquisition would judge people, and they would determine that they were witches. They would then take their land, and they would assess, they would dispose of their land, and they would claim that there were charges for the trail and for the hanging. So, Helene, if I tried you as a witch, I then liquidate all your assets to pay for your trial and to pay for your hanging.
Or burning at the stake.
Yeah, or burning at the stake. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So it was a money getter. So can you imagine all these young children, not even just the ones where it happened, where the people were being killed and burned, all these children go, if I stand up or if I'm good or if somebody's going to get me.
Exactly, and even if you weren't there, which probably were, you read about it. So it's still in your cell memory because you experienced it when you were reading about it or watching it in a movie.
Okay, so I think you're an angel, okay?
Thank you.
What are you the angel of?
I'm the angel of love and peace. I'm a peace pilgrim. My mission is to help people love themselves to peace. That's P-E-A-C-E.
I love that too about you.
And it's to, which I believe is the key to health, happiness, success, and world peace.
So
what we're seeing all over the world, Valerie, and in our homes as well as in the world, are issues of not dealing with our anger constructively. Not learning how to deal with our emotions is one way to destroy a society. You know, we know how to wash our hands when our hands get dirty, but
well,
we don't know how to deal with our negative emotions constructively. So we end up stuffing it and hurting our bodies. We end up drinking to drown our pain because negative emotions based on negative decisions, based on negative experiences, all hurt. And we don't want to feel the pain. We become workaholics, drugaholics, and so on. We need to deal with the feelings constructively, and that's what my book teaches you. It's really a manual for life.
Oh, that's really great. Well, we're going to do a demonstration of the heart process here on the air. We're actually on the air with David Reisig and also Helene Rothschild, and right now, what I want you to do is I want you to visit our website at wakinguponamerica.com. I want you to click on Nature Conservancy's Race for the Rainforest, and I want you to decide to save either marine wetlands, American prairie, or rainforest. Then if you go right up in the corner of that page, you'll see where you can create your own relationship with Nature Conservancy. Every day that you click on that, you save 7 square feet of whatever your favorite choice is that day. And I've been doing this for years. So I know that I'm responsible for helping up the oxygen content on the planet because I've been saving rainforest most of the time and also a lot of ocean, okay? So as you go through and you save that rainforest in the American prairie or the ocean 7 feet a day, if we can get together as a team, we can make a huge difference in the world and it costs you nothing. I also invite you to call the American Red Cross and share some of your blood. There's a lot of people out there need it. And there's a lot of men and women in different parts of this world that are doing what they think is the right thing to do, and they need your blood. And so do a lot of other people, and we manufacture fresh stuff all the time. So I'm recommending that you call the American Red Cross and make an appointment. It's a very wonderful feeling to know that they have some new processes now, so 2 or 3 people actually can share off of a pint of your blood. And your blood, if you really want to make a difference, boy, how's that for making a difference? Oxygen content down there in the rainforest used to be 33%. Now it's down to 20. Get over there and start clicking, and let's get that rainforest happening again. So really want to take advantage here of having you call toll-free 866-RADIO-99. Once again, that's toll-free 866-RADIO-99 if you have any questions or comments. And I do want to tell you about beautiful little Roberto's Bungalows in San Pancho, Mexico. You'll see them at the bottom of our website. Steve and Diana Cooper have done a beautiful job down there. San Pancho, Mexico is the closest thing that I know to the Garden of Eden on this planet, and I haven't found any snakes around there to give you a bad time either. Just a lot of great people. It's a charming place to stay. You're going to definitely, definitely want to check them out. And when you get there, say, Vail sent me, and I'm sure they'll do something extra special nice for you. You can call them right here from the U.S., 971-239-4120. That's 971-239-4120. And tell them that you heard about us, them on Waking Up in America. And, boy, I tell you, they're just north of Puerto Vallarta, and it's a beautiful drive. So go have some fun and relax and kick back from all of this credit garbage, depression, baloney conversation that's going on in the U.S. It's all an illusion. It's all made up, and you can walk right through the smoke and mirrors, and you can get a tan while you're doing it. So there you are, David and Helene. I'm just so glad that you're on the show today. And David Reisig, if there was, what are you the angel of?
Well, I'm the angel of peace and prosperity. My wife and my business called Image Connection, that's basically what our path is for in life here, to help people help themselves, you know, to be more prosperous, to grow internally, externally, like be the shining light that will help lighten the world more than it is today. Because, as you said it many times, we're just walking around in the darkness here.
Well, you know, it's funny because when you're talking, you guys sound so beautiful, the two of you. It's like the light of peace. But I feel more like Michael, you know, when John Travolta did the angel Michael. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You're the one that burps. I'm the burping, screaming angel saying, I've had enough. Okay. Holy, but I can feel my angel wings. They're all ruffled. I probably lost like 6 feathers at least talking to Mr. Mannheim, but fortunately they regrow again. So, David.
Yes, ma'am.
The angels are here for you, man. What would you like to have Helene do for you? I want her to demonstrate her heart process. And listeners, click in your own space, because Helene, I have the suspicion that it can be transmitted through the radio. Am I correct?
Oh, definitely. If anybody stays with me, they can do what I'm doing with David, and they can also have the release.
There you go. So let's go for it. So, David, what's your what do you want released today? What are we shoveling out of David's world?
Oh, boy. That's a good question.
David, may I just read you, and I can tell you what?
Please do.
I first want to say that what I discovered is the fear of success early in my practice is really pretty crazy, but there's a part of us that's actually fighting us and succeeding in helping us not get what we want. So when we are not getting what I want, there's a part of us that's actually succeeding. That's pretty weird, isn't it? But
sure.
It's very big, and there's a whole big section of that in my book, and I discovered 20 fears of success around prosperity. 20 fears. And so it's like we're in an air balloon, and if your goal is, or anyone's goal is, to have prosperity, and if you sit in that air balloon, in fact, everybody could do that right now. Why don't we all do that now, okay? Imagine now, close your eyes. I have a favorite saying, close your eyes and see clearly, because your answers are inside of you. And imagine you're in an air balloon, but it's on the ground. And when it takes off, it's symbolic of you creating what you want in your life, whether it's a loving relationship, health, a promotion, or abundance, or being slim. And then look down and see or sense how many ropes are holding you down. And each one of those ropes represents a fear of success.
Do you see a number on that, Helene?
You can get a number or the number of ropes. So, David, did you see any ropes?
Actually, no. I mean, well, the way I can describe is what I do see is there are ropes to the side, but and they're not tied to the ground, but they're tied to sandbags. That I do see.
Okay, so is your goal prosperity? Is that what you put out?
No, well, that's a difficult, because prosperity comes from within side, so I'd have to say I'm already prosperous.
Right, and so what would be your goal?
Well, now I'm stumping myself because...
Well, what I'm hearing intuitively, David, is you would like to be able to serve more people. Is that true?
Yeah, that would... Okay, yeah, exactly. I'd like to broaden my horizons as far as being able to touch more people at one time than what I've got doing right now.
Exactly. See, yeah. Being intuitive really helps save a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you take off in the air balloon, it is symbolic that you will be able to reach your goal of reaching many more people and easing grace. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, so now imagine you're in the air balloon and look down and see how many ropes are holding you down, preventing you from reaching your goal.
I see one.
I'll be aware of what fear that represents.
It doesn't expose itself.
Okay, try the words, I'm afraid I'll be overwhelmed. Say the
I'm
words,
afraid.
Try it on like a suit.
I'm afraid I'll be overwhelmed.
Does that fit? Does it feel
no.
right to you?
No.
Okay. And one of the issues is that I found that we are, you know, left brain, which is our thought process,
mm-hmm.
and we are right brain, which is our feelings. And often I could read the feelings and the mind will deny it because it's not aware of it. So are you willing to let me help you release that fear and then we can tell if that was it or not? I'm not
saying absolutely.
You're lying.
Absolutely.
It just is a mind that will definitely block it.
Right, I understand.
Okay, so what you need to do now is to set your intent. So say I set my intent to release the fear.
I set my intent to release the fear.
That I will be overwhelmed.
That I will be overwhelmed.
If I reach my goal of reaching many more people at one time. Okay. All right, I'm going to release that for you. Oh, yeah, it's definitely in there because I'm cutting away the energy. Because everything is energy, and that was a much bigger one than you were... Definitely aware of, David.
I like it when you make that swish, swish sound.
Yeah, I'm doing it silently now.
Make it out loud. It's really cool. Yeah, I feel it when you do it. Didn't you feel that more when
okay.
she did it with the sound?
David?
Oh yeah, it's interesting because in my mind.
Let's stay with the process and then we'll talk.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is psychic surgery. So David, mm-hmm. breathe three times into your belly. So the belly goes out when you breathe in. The belly comes in when you breathe out. Because this is where the energy is shifting. This is the angel process that my angels shared with me. I call it cosmic technology. And it's a very quick way of doing the heart process, but it's basically the heart process.
Mm-hmm.
And say okay when you're finished, so we'll bring in the positive.
Okay.
And now say, I now accept the truth.
I now accept the truth.
That I am serving many people at one time.
That I am serving many people at one time.
And I am feeling great.
And I am feeling great.
And I can do it in ease and grace.
And I can do it with ease and grace.
Okay, I'm going to bring that vibration in now. Good. Breathe three times into your belly. You notice how you can breathe easier?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, so can I.
Yeah, it definitely...
That's why I wanted you to make the sound. It really makes a difference. It does something for me, Helene.
Okay,
sound.
Great.
As soon as you do it, I'll be interested to see what listeners say. I have actually an email here that I'll...
Okay, so David, now the way your images are your unconscious talking to you, so that's where your truth is.
Correct.
The mind could deceive you, but your images won't. They're
I think the thing about what you're mentioning about the subconscious is the subconscious does not make anything right or wrong. It's just simply
is.
Just data.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you interpret it. So when Helene cleans your images and takes out the images that are giving incorrect data. It's just that easy.
Right. I'm clearing the image plus the decision. So David, now are you in the? Are you still on the ground, or is your abalone? Has your abalone lifted?
Oh, it lifted when you cut that tie. I mean, visually, in my mind's eye, I could visually. This was even before Val was asking you to make the whooshing sound, because I could see you making. And then afterwards, as clearing through, I could really feel the sensation. I put it to you this way, because I haven't said anything up to this point, that this last 3 months I've been suffering from costochondritis. And that's a nerve disorder. And literally, you could sit there and say that the pain from every nerve fiber in my upper abdomen has been firing. And it's just like, with that warmth going through, that has now gone away.
Fantastic.
I mean, that's just like freaky good.
Yep, and that's the way I work. And I also, by the way, have a Healing Your Body teleclass this Thursday night. Today's Wednesday. Yeah, tomorrow night, I'm going to be actually doing healing of the body right on a teleclass, an international
teleclass. That's perfect, Helene. We actually need to break for a commercial right now, and we'll be right back after this with Helene Rothschild and her book, All You Need Is Heart. She's actually going to be doing some more demonstrations. After the break, call your friends, let them know to hop on the Internet right now at wakingupinamerica.com and catch what it is they're up to. You're in on the live broadcast, and it's the real thing happening here. And we're also here with David Reitzig, an old friend of mine and our official listener. So anybody else wants to be an official listener on this program, call me at toll-free 866-RADIO-99. Once again, that's toll-free 866-RADIO-99, and we'll interview you, and we'll put you on the air with some of the great people that show up on Waking Up in America. So with that, we're off to break, and we'll be right back.
We live in a world that is more alive with possibility than ever before in history. Yet it is easy to get lost in the confusion and chaos of such an accelerated world. How do we stay connected and aligned with the unlimited potential that lies within us and soar in these exciting yet challenging times? Diamond Alignment, a sacred technology for the 21st century, offers high-speed connection and alignment with this divine power within, both convenient and profound. The 6-minute multi-sensory diamond experience, delivered via the internet, clears your mind, relaxes your body, and creates inner peace, no matter what is going on around you. The Diamond Alignment experience effortlessly keeps you charged with joy and equanimity and greater focus and clarity throughout your day. When you experience the expansive energy of Diamond Alignment, you activate the unlimited wealth and potential within you.
Diamond Alignment, I watched the process as Jacqueline has put together this divine transmission, and I know that as soon as I hear it, I can feel my body starting to relax. And anytime you want to hear it, you go to our website at wakingupinamerica.com, and you can get the trial test there, and you can experience it. And I recommend that you sign up for the monthly version of this, and when you do that, you receive 24-hour access to this. It's a very similar experience for me to something called Diksha that Lindsay Wagner does, that she learned at the Oneness University in India. And when divine peace comes to you and you experience it, all kinds of things just disappear. I noticed that my conversation about American Express has even gotten a little bit cooled down since I've been doing this, because I realized that poor Mr. Mannheim, the American Express representative, is just actually a part of progression in my evolution as a human being and his as well. And I have a bit more sympathy for what the poor guy is going through after being with Helene and listening to this divine transmission. And I invite you to give yourself access to divine transmissions at all times. David and Helene, I was wondering if either of you had any comment that you would like to make about Jacqueline Joy's diamond alignment.
Well, it feels wonderful. Anything that gets us in our heart that's healthy and non-addicting is what we need to do. And this that, as well as the heart process or taking a walk in nature. And the suggestion I make is to wake up every morning and say, I choose love. It's only love and fear.
And you can just for those of you that are stuck at your computers, or not just stuck, but who use computers a lot in your life, it's just a click away, so I totally recommend that. David, did you have any response to it?
Oh, absolutely. Every time I watch it, it reminds me of the Hopi principle, and it is that to walk through this world and do no harm. And so much of that is, I mean, just reflecting upon that alone just alters your way of how you approach the world. You know, it's like your comment with the credit card and so forth. I mean, it's so, so easy for us to be so upset and so pissed off about how things are going. But yet we don't realize, because just that energy alone is what's perpetuating. So in the fact that we choose to behave in that pattern, actually we become the enabler for that type of chaos. Now, if we turn...
And David... Yes. Well, I'm really I wasn't not sure whether I was going to call the man supervisor or not. I actually am, because whether or not people realize that they actually have a choice about what they do with their credit cards.
True.
Any of the companies that have brutalized, been brutal with me, I'll put them on this credit program, okay? We actually got an email on this, okay? And the email was, my brother Robert is being sued by Citibank. They have more than doubled the amount due with interest and fees. Can the credit card cleaner company help them? Yeah, I'm going to have more information on it actually later today. Yes, they can. And when you realize, look at that man. He's being sued and he's had his fees doubled. Okay?
Right.
Whether we talk about it being angry or upset or whatever, it's real. One of the things that made me detach from loyalty to the credit card companies was that my credit cards, which I kept under the credit limit, they decided to lower my credit limits. Okay, so if I had $2,000 credit, and then my credit was then lowered to like $200 above what I owed, then the next month, the interest that was paid on the credit card thing then put me over limit. And when I was put over limit, I was charged $39 for that.
Oh, that is so wrong.
Okay, and there's a lot of this going on, and I'm definitely not the only person. And at first, it just gave me too big of a headache. But after this gentleman's call this morning, I am really ready to take this on as a radio host and as a radio producer. And I'm going to call David Horowitz. Do you guys know who David Horowitz is?
Yes, no. I do.
Okay, David, tell Helene who David Horowitz is, and then I'll... thing I think is different.
Well, I'm not that familiar. I'm familiar with the name.
Okay, well, David Horowitz is a consumer advocate. And about 2 years ago, he and I did a program on what's called predatory lending. And what's happening right now is predatory lending, okay, which is where you're brought in for a year at 1% interest, say, on a home or something like that, and then it blossoms up to, say, 5%. And then people can't make their payments, and the people were underqualified when they were given the loans in the first place. The intention was simply to get their names on the contracts, which they were successful. And a lot of this situation is what's causing what's going on in America right now. And then with the particular government that we have, perpetuating the war in Iraq, because there's so much money to be made by having wars, we're in a real mess unless we start to stand up. And what I started to stand up not even knowing what I was standing up for or how it was going to work. And as I've stood there, people that have already been through this process started contacting me and saying, you understand, you really don't have to go through this or you don't have to go through that. So because I have an international radio audience and because this is a global problem, I'm willing to be one of the citizens and angels that actually stands up for people being aware of what the opportunities are and saying enough. A lot of these credit card companies, they've been getting money at very low percentages. Here's another one, David. If you're late on your payment, let's say you have a 9% interest rate. If you're late on your payment, they can double or triple that interest rate.
Right. I've seen it. I've seen it up to 28%.
A 29 is the highest I've seen.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Khalid, I don't think you have much credit card debt, right?
I personally would rather talk about the solution.
Well, we are going to talk about the solution, but we actually have to have people look at what's actually happening, okay? Because
yeah, I think you're right that we are that there are definitely problems in people.
Yeah, you have to be aware. You have to look and see. First of all, I want you to know Nordstrom's, for instance. I'm giving Nordstrom's a commercial here. What a great group of human beings. If you miss a payment with Nordstrom's, they call up to see if you're okay. Everybody out there is not a vulture, and it's really important for you as you look at the situation to start to make distinctions about who's taking advantage and who isn't. Nordstrom's is not taking advantage. By the way, most of the time American Express is not either. Bank of America is the most courteous group of human beings I've ever come across, and I know Bank of America has gotten some tough PR in the past about not having their act together. When it comes to them being upset with people, they do an excellent, excellent job of it. So normally you don't have, I called the gentleman I spoke with today a thug. Normally you don't have thugs, but the best way to find out who your friends are in the world and who you want to do business is what happens when things aren't going their way and see how they treat you. And with the work that Helene is doing, she's actually helping people not tear the world apart. She's actually helping people center themselves. And what I was hoping you would do in this period, because whether it's a credit rating or not, Helene, or whether it's romance or whatever it is, I was hoping you could, including the sounds, I was hoping you could do something for our listening audience as a whole to bring peace to them.
Beautiful. Okay, I'd love to do that. The one of the keys Truth Is poem that's actually on my website, and it says, the truth is, no matter what anyone says or does, you are okay, good enough, important, lovable, attractive, and intelligent, and you're a good person, and you deserve health, happiness, and success. And when you really believe that in your unconscious, your life is amazing, and this world will be amazing, because everyone who gets to that place, which is raising their self-esteem, gets to a love place, and then they're spreading love instead of fear, which is anger is a form of fear. So I can do a quick healing of the major fears that came up all the time and still do in my office, which is the opposite of those. Does that sound like a good plan, Val?
You go for it.
Okay, so if everybody who's listening would say, if you have to set your intent, I release the illusion. You can say it to yourself or in your mind's eye or quietly, that I am not good enough, not important, unworthy, unlovable, unattractive, stupid, and I'm a bad person. And now I'm going to cut it away for everyone. Okay, everyone breathe 3 times into your belly. So the belly goes out when you breathe in, and the belly comes in when you breathe out. That is deep breathing. That's very important to breathe deeply and not shallowly, just in your lungs. Can help you relax and help you heal. And now say, I now accept the truth, because it is true. Say, I now accept the truth that no matter what anyone says or does, I am important, lovable, okay, good enough, attractive, intelligent, and I am a good person, and I deserve health, happiness, and success. I'm going to bring that vibration in. Okay, breathe 3 times into your belly. Really take that into every cell of your body. So those beliefs are in control of your life and not the negative ones.
That's excellent. I really want to thank you for that. I love doing this conversation, where these dialogues, where we're affecting the listeners. And let me tell you a little secret, my friends. You can replay these dialogues, and you can replay this, and they will still have the same effect. So if one of your friends missed this program, and you say, oh, my gosh, I wish Helene could have done something for them, if they sit and they listen to this program and they hear what we've been saying, and they pay attention to and let themselves be affected by the divine transmission of Jacqueline Joy, and they do all of this other stuff, they let Helene's work in, the work is done. And that's one of the beauties and one of the magical things about radio. Also, one of the magical things about radio is that we have some amazing opportunities. Let's say that you have a practice or a product or something like that that you would like to offer to a really high-level group of people that will really appreciate the quality of what you're up to. There is a mailing list available to you that is 722,000 people the last time I checked. And I actually send out information over the Internet. That's one of the ways that I do it globally, so that this conversation is a global conversation. And I use Stardust for their clean, welcomed, and effective mailing list. And, you know, it's up to you whether people open the email that's sent. But it depends on what topic line you put in and things of that nature. But Stardust delivers, and they plop your email on 722,000 desks a mailing at extremely reasonable prices. So you can go to our website at wakinguponamerica.com, and you can click on the little spaceship. You can call Raw at 904-460-8083. Once again, that's 904-460-8083, and tell him Val sent you. He'll do something nice for you. If you've got a stiff neck or jaw tension, stuffy ears and nose, sinus problems, blocked eustachian tubes, ear candling has been an effective process for over 5,000 years. Can you believe that? It just doesn't matter. This thing just keeps going on and on because it works. And the Coney Company makes, I'm going to say, probably the best cones on earth. They're rose cones, they have the rose frequency in them, they're premium beeswax, they're handmade, and they're Reiki enhanced. Now, I don't know how you get any better than that. To find out more information about that, call the Coning Company at 310-455-8623. They're being used in many of the major salons, and their effectiveness just outstrips any other cone I've seen by at least 2 to 1. And, you know, try it. I think you'll like it. Now, I personally, I love to have people like Helene on the air with me, because we've all observed something, and what we observed was, I observed it back in the 80s, and I'll find out in a little bit when Helene observed it, that I could actually do something to change the thought process. I remember when I was 8 years old, I noticed that some families were happier than mine. And I remember thinking the reason they're happier than us is they're probably thinking different thoughts. And I didn't understand just the importance of what was going on there. In 1984, I figured out a way to erase or evaporate negative thinking. Now, I love Helene's process. I love how she handles so much at one time. I love my process because it actually gives people an understanding of how they created it in the first place and where it comes from, so that a person's story of tragedy starts to disappear, and the person actually is just simply evolving through a process. And I believe we chose our families. Though when I was a child, I tried to claim I must belong to somebody else. But I do believe we chose our families for our evolution. and for our own personal teaching, and I'm just grateful, actually, for all the lessons being given to me over time. If you want to check this out, I actually do a complimentary half-hour conversation, and if you like my process, you'll actually love it. And you can find out at no charge to you exactly whether or not it works for you, and you can do that by calling 310-455-8623 and asking for the complimentary demonstration, or you can email me at val@wakingupinamerica.com, and I'll just email you right back and give you the information, and we'll set that up for you. So I'm really glad that you're listening today, because we're on the air with Helene Rothschild and David Reisdig. And David, you've heard a lot today. What do you get? What's the main thought you're getting out of this call for yourself, old committed listener?
There's a bunch. This whole sense of changing negativity into positive thinking is, you know, it's one of the common sense things that I think people are missing out on. Even though, you know, like this show is like great, because even with a demonstration, that it's something that is so simple, but yet we find so many ways to make it hard. And I think what you guys did today was actually show a very simplistic process at which we can wake up and start our days, look at it more positive, and really take on the challenges of the things that happen in our life, not looking at them as obstacles or as even things that we should be fearful of, but things that we can overcome. And we can do that in a very simple process by looking inside of ourselves.
Yeah, I'd like to comment, David, that I don't use the word challenges, because it's a fear-based word. I use the word opportunity. Everything that happens is an opportunity to choose to react in either fear or love.
Absolutely. And you know who I love is, do you know Byron Katie's work, Helene?
No, I don't. I just do with the work that I've been guided to
Byron
do.
Byron Katie is, I love having her on. And Byron Katie has written a really good book, and it's called Loving What Is. And what she was saying is basically what you were saying. She says to take every moment and embrace it. Okay? So one of the things that we want to just propose to you, since we're all angels of different sorts here, at least under my definition, is where would you like to take action in your world today? I actually am going to follow through on this call, and I actually am going to call Mr. Robbins at American Express and see what I can work out with him. But the truth of the matter is whatever happens will be perfect. How I end up feeling regretful later is if I don't do something that I want to do and feel that it's mine to do. So you want to take a look in your life and see if there's something in your life that you think you want to do or you've been wanting to do and you haven't allowed it. Now, when Helene and David were talking about negativity and positivity, my particular view on that is that the sun is shining and sometimes clouds get in the way. So it's not like positivity disappears as a permanent fixture. It's like what we quote call positive is a permanent fixture, and negative is like the clouds that get in front of the sun sometimes. So when we take the time and the energy to blow the clouds away by whatever process we do, whether we do that by meditation or whether we do that by this amazing process that Helene offers, and by the way, you know, check this book out. All You Need Is Heart, Create Love, Joy, and Abundance Now, and you pick that book up, you're going to love it, because she gives you something you could do at home right now. As we blow those clouds away, however we blow them away, whether it's by some good traditional therapist or by the directed process or by declaration or demand or the circumstances of life, the positive is there because it's always there. It reveals itself. And also, what we call negative, you know, is yin and yang. What we call yin and yang, which is what we call black and white. And black and white doesn't have a good or bad image to it. It's what we attach to it. So what I see in Helene's work is that she's removing the attachment. Okay, whatever that, like she was doing with the sandbags. I love the analogy, David, of the and Helene, of the sandbags and the hot air balloon. I like that one, too. It's one of my favorites because it so designs it. And as soon as you and the sandbags aren't good or bad. They actually hold the person in place until it's time to launch. And when you launch, you then remove the sandbags. Now, if you forgot how to do that, pick up Jean's, pick up Helene's book, because she'll tell you. Or you can give me a call, and I'll help you with weights. There's a lot of people that will help you release those sandbags. Now, personally, you know, right now, I'm thinking what I'd like to release the sandbags in my life would be around physical transformation. I would like to actually be as physically beautiful as I am able to in this lifetime, Helene. Is there anything that you can do for me personally and everybody else just like me that would like to reclaim their physical beauty?
Yes. Beauty is in the outside beauty is a reflection of the inner beauty. And so by continuing to be aware of your negative thoughts and your negative communication and changing it to positive, it's a way of life. Just like your hands get dirty, you wash them. Your negative, you release it and get rid of it and put in the positive. It will show through your entire body. Not only will you be healthier, but you'll be more beautiful. And by the way, if anybody would like to call me or write to me to let me know how the process went for them, you can call me toll-free at 888-639-6390. That's 888-639-6390. And my email is Helene, that's H-E-L-E-N-E, at lovetopeace.com. That's lovetopeace.com. And my website is www.lovetopeace.com. I have some free teleclasses and poems and e-booklets. You're welcome to. When you come to my website, you're welcome to receive them. And I have many educational products to support you in shifting from fear into love, which to me, Val and David, is what we're here to do. Two things.
Because this is a gift that I want to give baby boomers today. A lot of the negativity that goes on, and if you can do something in like a minute or two, because we're almost out of time, Helene. But what happens is they perceive themselves as aging, and then they accept certain things that aren't necessarily true because they think they're too old.
Well, there it is, the negative thought. The negative thought is you're too old. Every birthday I consider I'm another carrot.
Right. So can you do a little Zorro work on those just before we tap out here?
Yeah. I release the belief that I am aging, and that means that I am getting old and decrepit and sick, and just release it. You can do it yourself by just erasing it or burning it away with a laser beam. Writing it on a piece of paper and throwing it in the fireplace, and you breathe and relax and then say, I am young and vibrant. I am rejuvenating. I am attractive. I am healthy. I have all my faculties. It's all your beliefs.
So when we release that belief, then guess what? The sun shines again. We can release the belief that we're falling apart, or we can, I'm trying to help me, David, we can release the belief that the young days have gone by, you know?
Because I am a certain age. I mean, I'm 67, and I'm just getting warmed up.
I have to tell you about the time. I'm actually taking up polo again.
I have actually another 30 years of service. And the other reason we're here, besides shifting from fear into love, which is soul growth, we have to serve. So the other way to stay young and healthy is to find a way to serve, to give, to help people feel good.
Now,
and that comes back to
this show on any better conversation than she just did. So we're here to be of service. What do you want to let go of? Helene's invited you. She's snipped everything she can in this short period of time that we have together. Snip, snip, snip. David's been brilliant sharing himself. Go home, start snipping, use the razor. What we should do is we should probably create a little laser beam to send to people so they can see things visually. There's a whole group of people, Helene, that like audio and visual, so we'll have to make up your little peace laser or something of that nature. I want to thank Helene, David, for being here today on Waking Up in America. It's a delight to have you. We'll invite you back in the future. This program has been produced by Kirkgaard Media. Company.com, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam, Diamond Alignment, Stardoves, Roberto's Bungalows, and Damien Carrillo and Rich Kepler of Voice America. And we thank once again Sid and Helene, technical officer Abak, our webmaster CyclopsStudios.com, Jeff Spinard and the team. For the song that you hear, that's Ben Migan, "You Rock My World." Thank you. We wrote the song. This is for all. You can invite us all toll free. Radio 99. What happened? What thought are you going to release?
With extraordinary plans, we're almost ordinary people here.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on VoiceAmerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.